Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean is asking 600,000 of his supporters whether he should join President Bush and take a pass on the federal election financing system. He's asked his supporters to advise him through an online vote. 8 months ago, the former Vermont governor promised to accept taxpayer money and the spending limits that go with it. Now, Dr. Dean is arguing that spending caps would put any Democratic nominee at a disadvantage in a race against President Bush. Here to talk about campaign finance law is Carol Darr. She's director of the Institute for Politics, Democracy, and the Internet. She joins us here in Studio 3A, and this one seems to hit all your buttons, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Thanks very much for joining us today. Explain, what does it mean for a candidate to opt out of the federal election financing system?
If a candidate opts out of the federal election campaign system, it means two things. It means he's not bound by the $47 million limit that the other candidates will be bound by. But it also means he's not bound by those state limits either, and that's going to cause a real problem for the other Democratic candidates.
So unlimited spending is what you're allowed to do. Whatever you can raise, you can spend.
Correct.
Now, President Bush did this in 2000 election. He was, I guess, the first candidate to opt out of this funding system. What was his advantage in there?
He wasn't the first one to opt out, but when you do opt out...
Mr. Forbes opted out. I forgot.
When you do opt out... you can, like you say, you can raise what you can spend.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing with Bush is his campaign manager, Ken Melman, has said that he doesn't expect Bush to opt out in the general election. So you might have a situation where Bush takes public financing in the general and Howard Dean, if he gets the nomination, doesn't.
There are two different periods you can declare, one in the primary period and one for the general election, right?
Right, and they're wholly separate.
Now, how could Howard Dean afford to forego this this money? I mean, he comes from a well-to-do family, but not that wealthy.
No, he won't plan to use his own money. He's never said that. But he, through the Internet, has tapped in to small supporters like nobody else ever has. And he must be thinking that he can raise enough money from the private donors on the Internet to be able to compete in the primary against all the other candidates and win.
Now, there is one other Democratic candidate who a lot of people have wondered about whether he would opt out of the system, and that's John Kerry, whose wife is extremely wealthy. If Dr. Dean opts out, would you expect Senator Kerry to follow suit?
Now, Kerry's already said that he will follow suit.
Uh-huh.
He said he won't wait an instant before he does the same thing. But the problem with him is he doesn't have enough money of his own to make much of a difference. His public disclosure statements say he's only worth about $3 million himself, and he's in a real pickle legally trying to use his wife's money.
So this could all get pretty complicated for him on another set of issues. It seems in the Howard Dean case, two things stick out, one of which is whether it raises ethical issues in terms of, he'd said before, he was dedicated, committed to this system, and now he's, maybe now that I see another way around it, do you think that's going to come up? It's certainly going to be asked.
It will come up and it will be asked. I don't think it's as much of an ethical issue for Dean, because the whole purpose of the public financing system was to try to put more of an incentive on small donors. And Dean, for the most part, relies on small donors. So if he finances his campaign totally with small money, or mostly with small money, it's not that big an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Where it is a big issue is the state-by-state limits, where if he opts out, the other candidates who are still using public financing have a limit in each state where they can how much they can spend, like in South Carolina and Iowa and New Hampshire, and he isn't going to have those state limits.
And finally, we just have a few seconds left, but the fact that this vote is going to be held on the Internet, I've never heard of anything like that.
There's a similar precedent with MoveOn.org, who held an online primary this summer. I think you're going to see more and more online primaries, but Dean hopes to buy himself some insulation politically in doing this by letting his supporters make that decision for him.
His online supporters who have been so important to him.
Correct.
Carol Darr, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Carol Darr is director of the Institute for Politics, Democracy, and the Internet. She joined us here in Studio 3A. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.